was born in 19.
Yeah, he was in that. Yeah, he was in the 20s. Yeah, that was in the 20s.
Well,
when if he was in school.
Yeah, when the freshman, he was in still in school. He was still in medical school.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Was just moving, you know, near 40
yeah.
And that thing.
Yeah.
But he told me a little about it, but boy, he must have had a hard time with the line to start that store during the depression.
Everything was hard.
Yeah.
I used to cut wood, power wood, like I was telling you a while ago.
Yeah.
You'll put that on your tape, it's still running.
Yeah.
I would go see somebody that would buy a power wood, like Mr. Christopher, he was a big shot in Boston, Mr. Gill, the wholesale man, he was a big shot. Mm-hmm. You know? I go around and try to look yours because if they have to heat with wood. You don't need winter wood? Yeah, they need some. So what I used to do by myself, I had one little horse, a little homemade wagon. Go out in the wood by myself. So cut that wood, dollar a rake. The rake was 8 feet long, 4 feet high. You heard about a carter wood, maybe when you see the car. A car that was four by 4 by 8, but a rake, the wood, we call it a rake, was 8 feet long, 4 foot high, you see, the length of the wood, a dollar rake. And bring that to help me for a dollar rake in that little, with one little car. I asked Mr. Christopher, I said, you want some same folks, Mr. Christopher? He said, yeah, he's talking to me, you know. What you got, Major? Well, I think I got mulberry, which is a good food, you know. Wild mulberry and catapult, we call it.
Oh, yeah, that's for your laugh.
Yeah, you know that. Okay. He said, how much do you want for that? Well, I said, I'll bring you in half your price because I need money. So I said, 7.5 cents a piece, a face full. Bring that 1,000, mate. Bring that 1,000. I went to my little horse and I cut up 1,000 posts and brought these hats for them to $5. I was selling his son 2 weeks ago. Mr. Christopher's son, he's a married man, he's might be a 59. Check out that little cap we saw here. We're associated with Patrick was on the exactly thing. We call that, by the way, a horse camping cage.
A what?
A horse camping cage.
Camping cage?
Yeah. We our association with about 35 campers. I think you have a camper?
Oh, yeah.
We went one place.
You have a camper?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where do you camp usually?
We worked in camping grounds. We went to Hardware Pillars, about 50 miles from here. Out of the street, not too far from Wanda, they call it Hardware, other side Alexandria. Not too far from 28 on the seaport. We get together. We on the Friday evening or Saturday morning, come back on Sunday evening. We all get together and talk and have a good time. And on Saturday night, everybody puts in his camp, whatever you want. Listen, and at when it's time, about 8 o'clock, we call the potluck, put out a table, and everybody bring what he's got on the table and we eat. But I was telling Mr. Ray, his son, about that story about them folks.
Yeah.
He didn't remember that. He was too young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought Mr. Christopher them folks for $75. Yeah.
But, you ought to come to my state sometime. You ought to come camp in my state. You got some great folks in my
state. Yeah, I know you too.
Up in the mountains.
Not too much. No, really in the mountains. I never did travel. The only time I ever did travel much was during service. Then I took 2 trips when the kids was young. You see, Florida, Texas, and then Disney, but they all back here. And I said, and I don't want to drive them big roads anymore.
Yeah.
Back here, I don't want to drive them.
Yeah. I like them.